Right now, the U.S. has only about 16% of the Cuban market for imported agricultural products.
We at one time were closer to 50%.
But that was before the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, before returning from a two-day trip to that country, told reporters Friday,
"There's no reason why, if barriers could be reduced and eliminated, that we wouldn't be in a very competitive circumstance."
He said the U.S. would be competitive in rice and
in the area of wheat, in the area of soybeans, in the area of pork and poultry. And corn.
During his trip to Cuba, Agriculture Secretary Vilsack suggested to Cuban trade and agricultural officials that they should
take steps today to begin to prepare for the day when and if the embargo is lifted.
One of the major steps that Cuba should consider starting on immediately would be
doing a rather detailed pest risk analysis so that we can begin the conversation about circumstances under which product could potentially come into the U.S. From a pest and disease standpoint, it takes a while, so we're encouraging the Cubans to get started on that process now.
He said if that's done, or at least well along, then
Cuba will be in a position, once the embargo is lifted, to be able to more quickly export product into the U.S.
Vilsack said Cuban officials want the U.S. to remove the trade restrictions quickly.
We heard that message conveyed loud and clear.
He said it might take some time, but the U.S. would likely be able to recapture at least a major chunk of the almost $2 billion Cuban market, which it lost when the embargo was imposed over a half century ago. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.